to be honest, I think I've had as many people who are English, shall we say, who have been caught shooting these swans for food as we have Eastern Europeans. I think just to say it's Eastern Europeans or whatever would be a bit of a stretch of the imagination. So there's always the possibility that it could be that. On the back of it, then you've just got mindless cruelty, yobs, kids think they're doing it for fun, adults thinking they're doing it for fun. So as soon as I find them, I will, well, first question for sure. I don't know, but a bigger target, a bit more food, who knows?
And of course, these animals either die a long lingering death or they don't die at all. You know, they're just severely injured, and this is something else of great concern.
This particular swan has had those two bolts in it for possibly up to a week, which has caused untold injury. So, thankfully, the way the bolts went in didn't cause anything particularly vital to be damaged. What's caused the most of the damage is the fact that these bolts have been in there for a week. If somebody had killed it outright, that would be one thing. But to injure it and leave it in a suffering state, in fact, for me, the worst part is the fact that they've shot it once and not done it properly, and then calmly reloaded that crossbow and shot it a second time in the back. I find that the ultimate in cruelty at the moment. That's absolutely shocking for me.